Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Victoria Mansch-Cherry, and I am the executive producer for Victorious Radio and Communications. I am so excited to be here with you right now as we welcome you back to another session of Conversations with Gail. Through Conversations with Gail, also known as CWG, we aim to improve mindsets and attitudes that are self-defeating and destructive. CWG talks about a variety of subjects such as relationships, intimacy, communication, common sense thinking, implementing positive changes, and just so much more. Keeping it real and filled with love, I will not hesitate to present to you playwright, inspirational speaker, and my favorite, tonight's hostess, Gail Butler.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Conversations with Gail on Blog Talk Radio, Victorious Radio Communications. As my lovely executive producer has told you, I am your host, Gail Butler. Now, how have all of my family in the DMV area been doing since we was just trampled with Snowzilla? The last couple of days, I know, has been, whew. You never realize how much you want to be able to get out and go somewhere until you are hindered by mounds and mounds of snow. You can find everything that you could possibly could do when you can't get out. And when any other time you just sitting back leisure not doing anything. But I could think of 1,000 things I could be doing when I was snowed in. But sometimes the snow, it helps us to just relax and focus. I was able to do some spring cleaning. Removing clutter and throwing things away and going through old stuff. And that was good. So I hope that you were able to use this time during the snowstorm to take care of some things that you may have had to clean up or remove or just get some rest. If you hadn't been getting any rest, you were able to get some rest. And some people, maybe you were able to make some extra money by shoveling snow and removing snow for people. So I hope everyone enjoyed this little downtime and instant vacation that we were all given. I think that was God telling us we needed to slow down just a bit to have some quality time. I can tell you this much. I've had enough of snow. I do love snow. I believe that it cleanses the air, and I love it. But I'm officially over it, and I don't need to see any more snow till 2016. Okay? So now, this is our wind down time, and I hope that you all have your drink of choice, or you're just sitting back and relaxing and just ready to listen to the show. Tonight, I am not sipping on anything. I'm just going to wing it. Let's see. I have my water beside me, but not sipping on anything. So if you have your coffee, your tea, your cognac, wine, whatever it may be, sit back and enjoy and just listen. And if you have a comment or a question, call in. The discussion line is 347-855-8877. Press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or you have a question. This is an open forum, so I welcome your comments. If you want to remain anonymous, your privacy will be respected. If you are not comfortable with that, please comment on the chat link, www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. You can also send me any questions to my email address, convowithgail@gmail.com, or like my Facebook page, Conversations with Gail, and leave me a message. I'll do my best to answer all of your questions. If not live, I will respond on my Facebook page. Tonight, family, we are back. We are back to our series, Single in the City, Part 3. And I have a couple of different little sections. It's only going to be 2 tonight that we're going to delve into. First, we're talking about dating and clarifying that dating does not mean you are in a relationship. Let's say that again. Dating does not mean you're in a relationship. Now, the definition of dating is the process whereby two people meet for companionship or with the aim of each assessing each other's suitability as a partner. Dating is a beginning process working towards a relationship. Let me say that again. Dating is a beginning process working towards a relationship. This is a process of true foundation building. Dating is really when you're laying down that concrete or digging that hole and getting ready to build. You have to date to get that stuff down there and build that foundation. You can't build a foundation with one date. We'll get into that one. That is why you always hear people saying they're having date nights. You notice that when the president and the first lady, Michelle, stated that they have date nights, every couple in America started talking about having date nights. This was really unheard of many years ago. Old school couples called it spending time together. This is something that old school couples did regardless. They went out together. They did things together. It wasn't considered date night or doing what you had to do to keep your relationship alive. You spent time together. Couples years ago enjoyed spending time together. I remember years ago you would see couples, and they say now people don't do it, but I know those that are in the ages of, I would say, 40 and up remember when couples used to dress alike. Now, it's tacky, but I remember seeing, you remember that was the trend. So many couples, they would be out, they would be dressing alike. I even had aunts. My aunt was a seamstress, and she used to dress. She used to sew very well. And she would sew, her and her husband, they would be dressed alike. And I always thought, oh, that's tacky. But it was kind of, when you think about it now, it's kind of cute. That was their thing. And a lot of couples you've seen years ago, if you remember, they dressed alike. And now you won't see that. Some couples, they'll match their colors, and I think that's cute. If you're out, I wouldn't say dress exactly alike, but matching colors is real cute. That's y'all are working together. So to me, that's cute. people, I totally understand why the president and his wife had to have date nights because they had a very busy schedule. So I'm not knocking that. But people now feel they're so busy that they can't make time for their significant other. And then they wonder when the relationship is going sour, what happened? Because you have to make sure that your relationship is a priority, not just a little option that you go to every now and then. It has to be considered a priority, and that's when you have to pencil in date nights or quality time together. The dating process for me has totally gotten out of control. From ladies looking at it for a free meal, men looking at it as if spending too much money. They don't want to spend a certain amount. They worried about if they spend a certain amount, are they going to get some of the draws? We have made dating so complicated and so totally out of control. It is crazy. Now you have men that want to skip going out on a date and just want you to come to their home for the quote-unquote Netflix and chill. Or some men will have the nerve to say, we got to go Dutch on the first date. Now, I have heard, had men tell me, oh, I don't pay for the first date. You have to pay yours, I have to pay mine. And my thing is, brother, I see why you are still single, because on a first date, if you ask a woman, then you should be willing to pay. That right there shows cheapness and very much insecurity. Now, why have we made it so complicated? Why have we made dating so hard to do that some people just say, forget it, I am tired. Tired of the whole process, tired of the game. And I'm going to say, for one thing, ladies, you have made men afraid to want to date you. Don't no man want to date us no more. They just want to get to the quick fix. And yes, men are afraid to even ask us out on a date. And I'm going to tell you why. For one, ladies, we take dating entirely too seriously. A lot of you have met a man, you went out, went to a bar, went to a club or wherever, you may have met them, and you talk for a little bit, and you decide, okay, y'all decide we're going to go out on a date. You done told all your girlfriends, told your mama, told everybody you going on this date, and you already there. Pictured in your head, this is the man. This is going to be your man because you like him and he showed interest. You have already just given all of this man, all of this power. You've given him you've put all of this weight on him that, oh, he's going to be the man. Take a breather, ladies. A date is just that, a date. Yes. Yes, we all do it, women. We all take it too seriously. And for once, we need to take a date for what it is. Just exhale and have fun. Allow this time to get to know the man sitting across from you. One of the worst things that we do is overthink a date. And ladies, you know how you overthink. You're sitting there, he's sitting across from you, and you're wondering, oh, do he like my hair? Does he like what I have on? Or should I get this? Or should I eat that? Because he may be thinking this. Then you're trying to give off the perfect impression instead of just being yourself. You know how it is when you're going out, and you see this guy has all of the potential that you've been looking for, and you just want to give that good, good impression. And you will do everything to have that perfect date. And you will overanalyze everything he says, everything he does. And guess what, girls? He is watching everything that you're doing as well. Dating has become a horrible interview process where everyone brings the representative. And I can tell you, I despise dating. I like the part of relationships where you have gotten past all of the, you want to be fake and phony and try to act like you are you bring the representative. I like just being comfortable with a person and they're comfortable with me and we're just getting to know each other and we're just talking and enjoying each other. That way, you really can find out a lot. The representative stage is sickening. It's sickening. This is why I think that it is good to have dates doing things you both can enjoy. Having dates when you go out to dinner can be very overwhelming because, like I said, the representative is there and it's basically a question and answer and you're feeling kind of, do I really want to go through this? But if it's something that both of you like, if you're going somewhere, if you're doing bowling or if you went to some people like laser tag, if it's stuff that you like and enjoy, something fun, you're learning a lot about the person and you're having a good time. You're seeing if you can have a good time with them. And I remember a couple of years ago, I went on a date with a guy. We talked about we had made a bet about bowling, and I am not a bowler. But that was a fun date. We got to know each other. We talked. We laughed. It wasn't real expensive, so it wasn't something that he was digging in his pockets. We had a good time, ladies. That's a good little date. Number one, you can wear your cute tight jeans. Let them see how you can be sexy and casual. You don't have to be all dressed up. You're sexy, casual, and you can show that you can throw that little bowling ball. And then if you don't know how to do it, you can be like, oh, boo, can you help me? And, you know, play it off. Play the little, oh, I'm so sweet and innocent and cute, you know. Some men, they like that. Give them that, boost that little ego up and let them think they're helping you out. And you'll have a good time. And instead, you don't have that dreadful when you're sitting at the dinner table and you're like, why am I here? Because that's me. Because the questions are the same when you're at dinner. Why are you single? You're so beautiful. You shouldn't be single. Well, what is this? Come on. Is it an interview? I don't want the interview. Let's just talk. Let's not do the interview process. So when you have dates where you're going bowling or you're going to do something, even if it's roller skating, you're doing something where you're learning about each other, you're learning, but you don't have to go through the heavy questioning. So I think that's a good idea. And like I said, and me and this guy that, you know, wasn't a big love connection, we are still good friends. We are still friends to this day. But it was a fun day. We enjoyed each other. We had fun. So that is a good idea for those that want to just have a good, fun date. We need to use the dating process for what it is meant to be used for, and that is assessing if this person will become a potential partner. So you need to see them in all different realms instead of just sitting back doing the question and answer. Because you know how you are on a job interview. You tell them what a person wants to hear because you want the job. But you want to see them in different settings to see how they will act. First, you need to assess yourself. Do not go out on a date with someone that you seriously know that you have no interest but to be friends. Like I have told you guys before, communication is key. Communication is key. And as adults, we need to be open and honest. If you are not interested, tell the person. Remember that what goes around comes around the same way. The same way you treat someone, it's going to be done to you. And when it's done to you, it does not feel that good. Ladies, do not go out with a man just to get a free meal or because you are bored and tired of being in the house. And I say this because I am a single woman, and I have my days like any other single man or woman. You want companionship. You want somebody to just sit back and talk to. You want somebody to laugh, to share. So if someone asks you to go out and you're like, okay, I'm bored, well, why not? I'll go out. When you know that a person is truly interested in more than what you are, and you know deep in your heart there is no attraction, that is playing games. That's playing games with someone's heart, and that is not fair. Now, ladies, if it's a restaurant that you want to try, treat yourself. Have a girls' night and say, let's go to this restaurant. But don't use a man to take you out because you want to try a restaurant and you know you're not interested and he is. You should not have a man spend an enormous amount of money on you for a date when you know that you have no interest. And then you wonder why you are picking up men that are using you for every dollar you got, because you already did use somebody else and it is coming back on you. Karma is real. It's real. I hear a lot of ladies that say, well, I just want to give them a chance. People, stop playing the games. We're going to keep it real. I just told y'all with Conversations with Gail, this is real. This is not the games. I'm not here to sugarcoat and be coddle your feelings, but let's stop playing the games. This is why we have so many grown adults and little kids with little kid mindset. They have no idea about dating. You have men who are tired of dealing with women who are leading them on, and they're really not interested. Men, ladies are tired of your games too as well. Stop thinking that we want to just lay up in your home watching movies. You can go out for drinks. You can be creative. You can go to Starbucks, like I already told you. You can do bowling. If you don't have the funds to do a big wham bam, it is being called being creative. Use your mind. Think of different things that you can do that is not expensive. And a lot of times it's things that you can do that will be so appreciative by that woman, and she will truly be impressed. But you have to be creative. Just because if you're broke, don't just think that a woman wants to sit up in your house. And my whole thing, and why it bothers me, because so many men do this, well, you want to come over. If I'm at home in my own bedroom, why do I want to go to yours? It doesn't make sense to me. I can look at movies by my damn self. I don't need to sit and look at movies with you. You should be wanting to interact with me outside of the bedroom. And if you don't, then we don't have nothing in common, because what you want, you're not getting. Okay, ladies? And a lot of us have agreed to the, well, okay, I'll go over there this time. Okay, and men think that they're not going to work hard to pursue us, because a lot of us have given them the okay to treat us like that. And then when you get this man who has all these women have allowed this, and here you meet this guy that you're interested in, and he thinks he can use the same game that he's been using all along, you can't get mad at him. All of these women have allowed this foolishness. So, ladies, if you want better, you got to do better. You have to expect better. You have to demand respect, and you have to demand that you are treated better. If you don't, then you get what you deserve. Sorry, same with the men. If you want a woman not to use you for your money and not to do all of that, then you have to give better, meaning don't brag about what you have. Show your character, not your wallet. That's all about dating. No one cares that you make six figures. No one cares that you got this, you got that. Show your character, not your wallet. Because a woman, is the money aspect is the icing on the cake. But if it's somebody that you want to have a long-term relationship, I need to be able to like you or want to deal with you. I could care less that you can pay all my bills. If I can't stand you, I'm not even going to want to be there. So it's more important to show your character, your integrity, the man that you are, than what's in your wallet. Okay? We all know that when you meet a person, you know if this is a person that you want to get to know. Like I said before, if you didn't know this, then ladies, you would not have that fake name to give out when you do not want to be bothered. So you can meet a person and you know if this is someone you would pursue to even get to know them. I can tell you if I would be interested in a man. I have, it's certain, a lot of people's like, oh, I know your type. Very few people know my type. Very few people. I would say my close family know the type of men that I like. But a lot of people get it dead wrong every time, and that's why I've told you about my horrible blind dates. They get it wrong every time. They assume they think they know what type of man I like. But I believe that we all can meet someone, see somebody, and you'll know if there is an interest to pursue further. And go by my interest by asking 5 important questions. Whatever their answer is to these questions, lets me know if I want to know more about them. My advice to all of you singles is find out what are your core questions and ask them. And when I say core questions, these are questions that you can throw right out and they'll answer them. And you can decide from that answer. It could be questions that truly are true deal breakers for you. Because some of you don't want to date a person that smokes. That's something you need to ask. Not ask them after five, you didn't went out five times and you find out, what, you smoke? And you can't deal with that. That's something you ask immediately. You need to figure out what your core questions are and put it out there. So here are my core questions. How old are you? If they are under or over a certain age, I'm not interested. I'm not going to say what the age is, but it's an age. I have no desire to be a cougar, and I definitely not looking for a sugar daddy. I had a daddy. I don't need one. Number two, what type of work do you do? Now, I need to know that whomever I'm dating is employed. I know some of the men are saying right there, Gail, you are so shallow. And I will tell them, you damn right, I sure am. Yes, they got to have a job. I have dated men that was trying to get on their feet and just needed that good woman by their side. That was a bust, total waste of time, money, and energy. And at the wonderful age of 44, I am not looking for Bill Gates, but you surely got to have a source of income. And not a source of income that is illegal. I need you to have a job. That's my second core question. Third core question, do you have any children? If so, how old are they? And do you want children? This is a very important question for me because, for one, I don't have any children. And the way my ovaries are set up, I'm not having any children. So for me to continue dating a man that wants kids is not only wasting his time, it's wasting mine as well. And a lot of us ladies that, you may laugh now, but a lot of you know, women that have children that are teenagers, you don't want to date a man that has young children because you have already gone through that process. Men that have children that are teenagers really don't want to date a woman that has young children. But we sit back and don't want to say it because we don't want to hurt a person's feelings when honestly, this is the time to say it. This is the beginning. You need to say it now. And step back. If you're not going to say it and you're willing to accept it, then you got to shut the hell up and eat it. But a lot of you will wait until you get into the relationship and you're in there 2 years in and you're like, I don't think I can handle this. When you should have said this months ago. So I like to bring that out right out in the open. And I have had men to tell me, well, you shouldn't say you don't want children. You could still have them. Excuse me, I had to break a man down. I am 44, and the way my ovaries are set up, it's not happening. Now, if this is something that you want, then your best bet is to do what? Go find somebody that wants to have children. That's it. And he took it as, that means I didn't like children. It has nothing to do with me not liking children. I know my body. That's what it has something to do. I love children, but I know my body. So I had to let him know and educate him on his ignorance. But that's another story. But I'm just telling you, that is a question. If this is something that is important to you, then that's something that you may need to have as one of your core questions. Number four, my core question, do you believe in God? I need to know that that person I want to pursue at least believes in God. I do not want to date someone that does not believe. That is because I have a true personal relationship with God. I am a strong believer of prayer. I'm a strong believer of connecting with God. So it would make no sense for me to pursue a relationship with someone that is totally against it, doesn't believe it. That doesn't make sense. And this is something that can be addressed further, will be addressed further, but I need to know, yeah, you do believe. My last core question is, are you family oriented? And I know some of you are probably saying, why would she ask that? I need to know. This question is very tricky because how the person responds speaks volumes about them. And that's why I asked that question, because a lot of people, when you ask them, are you family-oriented, it's not a yes or no question. Some people will say yes, some will say no, but a lot of people will delve into it, will go and they may, you know, they'll mention family members. And that speaks volumes to the person. And you learn, oh, okay, what's important. Because some people will say, oh, yeah, my family is very important to me. I love my mom, my dad. They'll go on, my children. You'll learn that because people will respond in that way when you say it. You can tell a lot. I'm telling you, people, try it out. Ask a person when they're comfortable, they're relaxed, and y'all are doing the – trying to get to know each other, ask them are they family oriented and see how they respond. It will tell you a lot. These are many questions that I like to ask in the beginning, and it gives me a quick glimpse into if I want to learn more about them. Now, I know that all of my singles out there have core questions that you would want to know. Is there anyone who could tell me what is one question you would ask when dating that will make or break you moving forward? If you have a comment or question, please call in. Discussion line is 347-855-8877. Press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or have a question. This is an open forum, so I welcome your comments. If you want to remain anonymous, your privacy will be respected. If you are not comfortable with that, please comment on the chat link, www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. You can also send me any questions to my email address, convowithgail@gmail.com, or like my Facebook page, Conversations with Gail, and leave a message. I will do my best to answer all questions. If not live, I will respond on my Facebook page. Okay. Well, no calls. We are back to single.
You've got calls, but just shy people. If anybody wants to make a comment, we're still giving out Starbucks gift cards, but I see you guys are playing hard to get, so I guess I'm going to have to up the ante. If you guys would please let us know what it would take to get you to talk. Is it more money, more gift cards? You don't like Starbucks? Please let us know, because I see you, and you just won't talk. I'm sorry, Gail. I just had to say that, okay?
Oh, no problem. No problem. Okay. Well, we're back. We are back to Single in the City, Part 3, and our topic is dating is not a relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, if a person tells you that they are not interested in being in a serious relationship, believe them. Do not think that if you go out with them several times, they will change their mind and want to settle down with you. Or wrong. A lot of us have given people permanent access to our minds, our bodies, our lives, our families, when they were only meant to be a temporary fix. Some of you right now are sitting right beside that man or that woman that is temporary. And you looking at them and you like, what the hell was I thinking about when I gave them my number? But you're too scared to say, get on. You are fighting tooth and nail to keep somebody that does not want to be there. When the relationship has been one-sided from day one, please, people, remember, ladies, I'm going to tell you something that is a secret that I don't think a whole lot of you don't realize. You do not have the magical coochie that will make a man want to stay with you or want you and not want nobody else. And men, you are not King Ding-a-ling that will make a woman just never want to see you or never be with anybody else. If you are not interested in that person, nothing, absolutely nothing, will make you interested in them. We have got to stop falling in love with the representative on a date. And then you jump into a relationship. Months later, when you see who they really and truly are, and that this person is bat bleep crazy and has some serious issues, you are have to find yourself trying to get that feeling you had when you first met them, when the whole time you was in love with somebody that ain't even real. You was in love with what was in your mind, not all the red flags that was showing you who they were. Because you became infatuated with the representative, you are now sitting beside that person that you have no idea who it is, and you are trying to figure out, how the hell am I going to get away from them? What is even scarier about this is that a lot of you have gotten into serious relationships all because of the representative that they have shown you. And the first thing you do, you say, is that he or she is, they really a good person and they have so much potential. It's like when you buy that lemon car, the car, you, it looks beautiful. When you go to out to that car lot and that car is beautiful. It has all of the amenities. Everything that you wanted in a car, it has it. But you know what they do? They fix those cars up, especially those the ones that have all the problems. They fix it up just enough for the warranty. So you get this lemon, and it's beautiful. It's a Mercedes. I'll say it's a Mercedes. It's everything you wanted. And you got it with the warranty that was only good for 3 months. So you riding along. You showing your men, your boys, yeah, I'm pushing that Benz. And then 3 months, that thing start knocking. You're like, oh, Lord, what is this? What's that noise? It's knocking, it's knocking, it's knocking. You take it to get fixed, and they give you a bigger price. Oh, this is how much it costs to fix this baby. And you say, oh, well, it looks good, so I'm going to keep this bed. $1,500, and another month later, it break down on you again. This is what you have in relationships. In a beginning process, I am so sorry. You should not have more problems than somebody that's been in a relationship 10 or 15 years. That right there is a red flag. I hate to break it to you people and stop believing those lies that, oh, we're going to work hard to build this. If you only been dating 3 months and y'all been arguing more times than you've been smiling together, walk the hell away because you're just wasting time. You just got a lemon, you driving that Mercedes Benz, and that thing is just knocking and clicking and brakes ain't working and everything just breaking apart because you fell in love with an illusion. Always go on a date with your eyes wide open. See them for who they are, not whom you think they could be. And for, oh, please. Stop dating potential. When you go on a date with your eyes open, I promise you that you will stop a lot of unnecessary pain and frustration that you have. There are a few warning signs that you may want to look at when you are dating. If a person shows up more than a little late, I understand that things happen and people can get sidetracked. But if you have been planning to meet for dinner at 8 and they come strolling in at 10, 9:30, 10, that is disrespectful to you and your time. That is a person who is totally focused on themselves. A person, also a warning, is a person that gets drunk on your dates. That's not a good sign. You have to take notice. It could be possibly that they're nervous and they want to take a drink to kind of calm them down, which is understandable. But if they become a blubbering drunk every time you go out, then they may have a little addiction problem. That's just something that you would have to take note. That's all I'm just saying. Just take a notice. Also, if you date a person and they spend the whole time talking about their ex, and secondly, calling them every disrespectful name in the book. And I'm going to tell you, I went out on a date with the guy, and we did the little, it was a little interview process, and we started discussing past relationships. People, he spent over 30 minutes talking about his ex to the point this man had tears in his eyes. I had to ask him, excuse me, are you crying? People, if you are still getting over your ex, that means, my friend, you need to stay single until you come to grips with the relationship being over. I know you have heard that ludicrous saying, the quickest way to get over someone is to be with someone else. All that is, my friends, is a temporary fix for not dealing with the issue of breaking up. It is so unfair to the person who you are interacting with, and it is unfair to yourself because you're not allowing yourself to heal. You are putting all of your Samsonite baggage from your past onto this new person to help you deal with. It takes time to get over an ex, but if a person spends that much time talking about their ex that they in tears, do you really think that they are focused on you or they focused on their ex? The bigger question is, are they really ready to move on, or are they secretly wanting to get back with their ex and you are just something to do until they work it out? You must pay attention to how he talks about his ex, him or her. A man or woman that will dog out their ex, never accepting any accountability in the relationship, will talk about you the same way if put in that position. I know that I have at times said some foul things about my ex. I have called one the spawn of Satan, and I say little names because I'm not going to call their name out, but I just say he was the spawn of Satan. And it is what it is. But there were some good qualities. I can honestly say that, and I know I had some accountability to go with that relationship too. But I try to limit long conversation about them when I'm interested in a person. I will give a brief synopsis of what I think went wrong, how I played a part, and what I learned from that relationship. I try not to delve into the details of my past because that is where it needs to stay. I want to move forward with someone new. I do not want him to ever think that I still have feelings for my ex. I have talked about this before, and this is something I pay very close attention to when I am out with anyone. If I'm out with my girlfriends, a man, whatever, I pay very close attention. Be very leery of a person that always has an issue with their food when you're out in a restaurant. If they continuously send it back, once, yeah, it's fine. Somebody gets bad dishes once in a while. But if it's done all the time and all the time and then they do it more than once, this could be a sign. This is a sign that this person feels that they have a right to have special treatment. Maybe no one can please this person. This is somebody that's always going to find something wrong, including always finding something wrong in you. A person that does that, you have to think. And another little warning I like to look at, a person that never wants to pay is a problem. Yes, ladies, when you decide to start dating, be willing to at least foot the bill once. Now, the man should decline it, but at least show that you are willing to pay your part. Remember this. Remember this, people. Somebody who is unwilling to invest money is unwilling to invest in their emotions. So, why should a man think you are really serious about him if you are not willing to at least say, baby, I got this time. Don't worry about it. Even if he says, no, I can't, but he now knows that you are willing to invest in you and him. You're willing to invest in dinner, in building that foundation. You can't sit back with your feet up the whole time and expect the man to pay for everything. That's kind of stupid. Okay? Men, if you have been dating someone for a while, okay, I said that. Women, If you are dating someone and they ain't never paid to take you out and you've been paid, baby, you better run quick because this is some major issues you're dealing with. That right there is just totally out of line. The bottom line, when dating, never bring your representative. Always be your beautiful, fun-loving, caring self and trust your judgment. Know what things you are not willing to accept when going into a relationship, but do not use that list as a means of keeping people away. Make sure to always keep your eyes open and do not get clouded by smokes and mirrors. Do not get clouded by the beautiful Benz. And under the hood is just some junk. Remember that. When you see that man and he's fine, remember, under the hood might be some junk, so you need to have a clear mind. You got to get past the looks. You got to get past the smell good, and you want to delve into his mind. You want to see what's on his mind, ladies. And I think that's where a lot of us have forgotten out of dating. We get so caught up in everything else. Oh, he whining and dining. Damn the whining and dining. What's on his mind? What type of person? How does he talk to you? How does he treat those around him? That's what you need to be looking at. Remember, no one is going to be perfect, but be able to understand what things you are willing to tolerate. But never, never, never go into a relationship thinking that you can reform them. Never take from the dating process all that you learned and believe in your mind that you will be able to fix him or her and that they will change. Because the minute that you get that thought in your head, you have already set yourself up for a downward spiral of pain and disappointment. Like I said earlier, dating is not a relationship. Always be upfront with your expectations when dating. If you're looking to be in a serious relationship, why are you investing your time into someone that is not looking for the same thing? If he says, right now I'm not looking for it, I just want to have fun. Well, baby, you have fun with somebody else because at this present time, I've already had my fun. I need to know where your head is at. And a lot of men use that. That's a game, ladies. Oh, I ain't ready. I'm just trying to have fun. No, he wants to screw, and I'm going to keep it real. That's what he wants. So a lot of you sitting back, y'all still 2 years in, and he's still telling you, I ain't ready. I'm just having fun. You done gave up the goodies, everything, acting like you his girlfriend. While he's still saying in his mind, he just wants to have fun. And him wanting to have fun means he's also dating other women. So you can't get mad because he will throw it in your face. When you get mad, well, you talking to such and such. Well, I told you, boo. I wasn't ready for a relationship. I just wanted to have fun. Now, you mad and in your feelings and talking about all men are dogs, when no, you brought the dog in the house, you petted him, you fed him, let him sleep in your bed, you played with the dog, you did everything with the dog, and now when the dog bites you, you pissed. You did it, boo. You brought him in. You brought him in. So, ladies, when they tell you this game, and yes, I'm telling it, man. When they say that, oh, baby, I'm not ready for no relationship. If you are ready for a relationship, that means see you, boo-boo. I ain't ready for that. I don't want to play the game. Now, if you are, that's all you want to is, oh, I just want to have fun. I'm not ready to be in a relationship. Then do that. But also remember the consequences that come from when you do that. Because I have seen women that have accepted, okay, well, we're just friends. We just having fun. And you have fun with this man. Like I said, you brought the dog in and you fed him and you laid him up and you put him in your bed and you petted him and rubbed him and was there for him. And when he got tired and wanted to get into a serious relationship, he didn't do it with you. He didn't do it with the lady that just wanted to have fun because in his mind, that's all you wanted. See, these are games that a lot of men are playing, and we as women are falling for it because the need of loneliness, the loneliness and wanting that companionship. We are falling for it, and we are tearing our hearts apart. And then we come with the "I'm independent, hear me roar, I don't need a man, I could do bad by myself, I could do this, I could do that, I don't need no man." Boo, you did it. You bought the dog in the house, so who you mad at, yourself? You need to kick your own butt. And just realize, okay, I made a horrible choice now. I'm going to get out there, and I'm not tolerating that. This is what I want, and this is what I'm going to stand for. That's what we have to do. Wow, I cannot believe it. I am not even finished, and I am running out of time. Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. Tell him or her when they are ready to contact you. That's it. Now, if this person is ready, if you're in, you tell them, look, I want a serious relationship. They say they're not ready. Then tell them, look, you contact me when you are. If I'm free, then we can see what happens. If not, that's your loss, boo. I will not wait. And you move on and you go on with your life. Because so many men are holding on to that. And I am so sorry. It's going to be a lot of lonely black men in a senior citizen home or living off some woman's pension because we are sitting there holding on waiting. We waiting for them. We waiting for them to get their stuff together. We waiting for them to say they ready to be in a relationship. You don't have time for that. Love you. When they see that all these women are moving ahead and having fun and enjoying and doing their enjoying life without them, they're going to have to catch up. Don't go down to their level. Make them come to yours. We have been allowing ourselves to stoop down to the level just so we can say, I got a man. Now it's time to get up, get straight, sit with our backs up and say, you know what, baby? I am worth too much to keep bending down to lift you up. It's time for you, my friend, to lift yourself up, and you come and meet me, and we do this together. If not, then you tell him, see you, and you go to the man that is ready. We cannot keep playing these games. Ooh. Do not compromise on what you want because you have been single for a long period of time. And you want companionship. Our senses are down when we are vulnerable, and we tend to make a lot of concessions during a period of vulnerability. We will date people that we know we are not compatible with because they have filled that void of loneliness. I found that older women, we get old and get lonely, we start questioning our thoughts on dating. We start questioning, well, maybe I shouldn't want a man that got a job. Or maybe I shouldn't be so hard on because he want to hang with his boys and stay out all weekend long. Or maybe, I mean, anything, the craziest thing, we start questioning, or maybe, you know, I'm being too rough on him. I found, okay, the same applies to you. If you have serious, realistic, intelligent expectations for a man, do not settle for what's there, because the moment you settle, you are pushing back the longer it will be for you to meet the person who is just right for you. I really did not realize it's going to take me this long, and I have not even gotten to the online dating, so I'm going to try to do just a tad of online dating. Like I said, with dating, stop the settling. Remember that dating is a process, a learning process, an assessing process for you to get to know your future partner, if this is even somebody that you want to be your future partner. That's what dating is. Until both of you have sat down and had a talk and said, well, we want to take this further. We want to get into a committed relationship. Never think, ladies and gentlemen, that you're in a relationship because y'all done went out on 3 dates. No, you're not. That person has the choice if they want to date other people. They have the choice if they want to talk to other people. These are things that need to be communicated and will alleviate a lot of unnecessary hurt feelings. So that's what you need to talk about. And I think we don't talk about it. We need to ask men, what do you want? What are you looking for? And a lot of us are not going to ask because we are afraid of hearing the truth, and we want to be We want that companionship. We want somebody in our life just to sit back. And I will tell you this, ladies, if through the snow, if you did not get a true perspective of who truly gave 2 cents about you, if you are single and they never called, they never even asked you about how you're doing, what's going on, if they call you anytime in the next 2 weeks, you'd be a fool to go out with them. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I had people calling me from other states, not once, not twice, 3, 4, 5 times. Are you okay? Not that they could do anything, but it was the thought that they were concerned and they knew about it. The men in this state, you know what they did? The ones that I know, and I hope they listening. Don't call me for 2 weeks because you're common. Didn't call. I had a few. Let me stop. I had a few that called and asked, how was I doing? Did I need any food? Is everything okay? Some had the unmitigated gall to call this week. Called me yesterday and talking about their back hurting. Do I care? No. I could care less your back hurt. It could keep hurting. Whomever you was laid up with, then that's who you need to call them. But please don't call me. So you need to take big, I'm telling you, men as well, open your eyes and see them for who they are. Because if you were not a thought, when we were in a blizzard and you are by yourself, if you weren't a thought then, honey, you ain't even going to be a thought when it's everything is sunny and shiny and it's good. You're not even an option. And that's just something I had to realize. I was like, okay, I'm not mad. I know where to place these people in my life. And that goes along, and not only men, that goes along with friends. Like I said, I had people that were out of state that called me and sent texts, how you doing? And people that I know that I'm close to, please, they ain't even think about it. But it opens your eyes. It gives you perspective. That's all I'm going to say. Just look at it. See how it is. And I tell you, I did not expect to run out of time. So I will say this. I hope you have enjoyed Single in the City. I will have to continue with online dating pros and cons because it's really, really good. I will also be kicking off celebrating Black History Month next week. We're going to talk about single and the online dating. I also would like to be talking about Black Love in the month of February for Black History Month. Black History Month is very important to me, so we will be, I want to really get into that and really celebrate it. I want to, that's my focus, so we will be, I hope you will all be tuning in as we honor our many ancestors and their great accomplishments. I so, so look forward to speaking with you and hearing from you next Wednesday. I hope, like I said, if you have any questions or comments, please let me know what you thought about tonight. What do you think about dating? Do you have core questions? Let me know. Remember, next Wednesday, same time, same station. Smooches. I love you guys. Bye.